You're listening to SBS News.
In the lead-up to this month's federal budget, all the talk is around tax cuts. Federal Resources Minister Madeleine King speaking to Sky News on Sunday.
We've no plans to change those Stage 3 tax cuts. It is legislated. What I would say is, obviously, there's a conversation going in the community. A number of commentators have brought it up, and the media is interested in this. And, you know, that's okay to have an open discussion about that tax or any other tax, but right now this government is not planning any changes.
Some economists say tax cuts that would largely benefit high-income earners in Australia need to be reconsidered due to the worsening state of the economy and the world's finances. Plans were outlined 4 years ago but remain in play ahead of this month's budget, despite a change of government from the Coalition to Labor and the economic shock brought by the COVID-19 pandemic. Opposition leader Peter Dutton told the ABC's Insiders program on Sunday the Prime Minister should make Labor's position more clear.
We went to the last election with a promise, and I'm not in the business of breaking promises, so the Prime Minister can contemplate it. He looked the Australian public in the eye, and it seems that he wasn't so genuine and that he was prepared to make that statement.
If Labor did wind these back at the top, you go to the next election promising to restore them?
That's our policy, David, and we've been clear about it because it doesn't start until July of 24.
So what's all the talk about? What are the Stage 3 tax cuts? The Stage 3 tax cuts are the final phase of the Morrison government's three-step plan to reform Australia's tax system. The seven-year timetable for personal income tax cuts over three stages was laid out by then-Treasurer Scott Morrison in the 2018 federal budget. Already legislated, the plan would abolish the 37% tax rate, putting in place a 30% flat tax rate for anyone earning between $45,000 and $200,000. It would cost the budget around $240 billion over 10 years. Here's the opposition's Angus Taylor.
No mistake about it, a war on aspiration. This is about middle Australia making sure they can earn or keep more of what they earn, making sure that those hard-working Australians don't suffer from bracket creep. We're seeing extraordinary inflationary pressures right now, and we know with inflation, the average Australian pays a higher rate of tax. And so these tax reforms were designed very carefully to make sure that there was incentive for Australians to get out there, to have a crack, that middle-income earners would be able to keep more of what they earned, and we want to see those proceed.
Bracket creep is a term that describes a situation where income growth causes individuals to pay higher average income tax rates each year. It is one result of a tax system which features a number of tax brackets. Mr. Taylor also made some strong comments regarding what he says is a more urgent need for a religious freedom bill in the wake of the Essendon Bombers' Andrew Thorburn saga. Mr. Thorburn resigned as CEO of the AFL club a day after his appointment, due to his role as chair of a church with divisive views around abortion and homosexuality. He opted to remain with the church after being told he was unable to serve as CEO while continuing as chair of City on a Hill. The opposition's treasury spokesperson, Mr. Taylor, says the CEO's treatment was disgraceful and religious diversity needs to be accepted. He says with so many different faiths across Australia, tolerance and diversity on these issues are enormously important. And finally, political fundraisers at Parliament House are due to be abolished in the lead-up to the federal budget this month. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese wrote to the Parliament Speaker and President asking for the ban. It's understood House of Representatives Speaker Milton Dick and Senate President Sue Lyons agreed, and it will come into effect from October 17th, a week ahead of the federal budget. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.